celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So if you're like me, you probably get a kick out of all the funny animal videos online, and many of them are just too cute not to share. But my next guest, Ryan Bochesny, is pet parent to Crusoe, the celebrity dachshund whose costumes and antics are all the rage right now and for a long time. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just love watching Crusoe, and many people, in fact, according to your website, celebrity-owned.com, over 1 billion people have viewed your videos of Crusoe. That's simply amazing, and you must be so very proud of your fur kid.
Yeah, I am. He's a great little pup, and I wouldn't change him for the world.
Well, you know, the question you probably get asked a billion times is, what made you start taping Crusoe and his little brother, Oakley?
Well, I actually started a little blog. It's about 6 years ago now, and it started off pretty small, just a little hobby on the side, and it started growing pretty quickly and totally organically. And then I'd say about 2 years ago is when we really got into the video side, which really took it off. And then from that point, I also made it my full-time job. So I'm a professional cutesy dog video maker.
Is that, do you have that on your business card?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's a really appropriate name. So let's talk about the costumes. These are stellar and very professional. I mean, movie and TV quality. So who makes them?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, seriously, I can't imagine anyone who hasn't seen Crusoe. But when he's in his hockey uniform with his hockey helmet and his hockey stick and his jersey, and he just... It's hysterical. How do you make that fit so well? Because I am very sewing challenged. I'm not good at arts and crafts.
Okay, well they're usually not as fancy as they look on the outside. So I actually don't really sew. It's all glue gun, and it's a process of fitting it to him, making adjustments, and then a lot of back and forth in that sense until I have a nice and comfortable fit. The goal is really to make him as comfortable as possible so that he doesn't really notice it, so that he can still, you know, be himself and play. And that's what makes the video so good, is that it's just him and his natural behavior, and, you know, having fun running around, but he's in this hilarious little costume that works really well.
One of my favorites, I think, is I call it the Elmer Fudd one, but it's the one where he has the plaid on his, like a Pendleton, and he has a little rifle, and he's got the little hunter's cap with the ear flips up. That just slays me every time.
Yeah, that would work pretty good, too.
That was so cute. Now, you must get this asked of you, too. Can your fans order their own through your website, celebrity-owned.com?
That's actually a good question. So not yet. However, I'm launching a little costume line this coming year, and you can find out more details about that on my website.
Oh, okay. So this year we're end of October, so any day now then.
Well, sorry, I meant next year, I guess.
Oh, okay.
This coming year.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you must have a favorite episode, and typically how long does it take to film? So you have the concept, you get the costume glue gun, which is brilliant, and then you're ready to go and let Crusoe just have fun and play. Is there a typical time frame for these things?
You know, some of them come together really quickly, like the day of. Like Friday 13th past, we did a little video of Crusoe and his brother. It was like a little Halloween nightmare type video where Crusoe kind of sneaks up on his brother while he's dreaming, and he walks up to him like with this hockey mask and a chainsaw, and he gets really scared in his dream. But that idea I had the morning of, and I ran out to the store, got a few materials, built it, filmed it, and then had posted it by 2 o'clock.
And oh my gosh!
5 million views.
That's amazing.
Some of them are really like the day of, throw it all together, and then some are like week, 2 weeks of planning and whatnot, and then those ones don't do as well.
Yeah. So if that's not enough, you have a New York Times best-selling book entitled Adventures of the Wiener Dog Extraordinaire, Caruso, the Celebrity Dash Hound, and now you're working on book number 2?
That's right. Yeah, really excited. So it's going to come out in fall of next year, 2018, not this year. And it's going to be mainly about his travels and kind of his worldliness as a whole.
Yeah, he is very worldly. I looked online. I was looking at the part where you guys were book signing in New York and just all the fun that you have. I mean, his first person point of view is just so delightful. So what's the next adventure scheduled for Caruso and his brother Oakley? I see Oakley gets in there every once in a while.
Yeah, we just borrowed Oakley for 2 weeks. So he's actually my parents' dog. So once in a while, I'll steal him for a little bit so we can, you know, do some videos and stuff. And plus, they love hanging out together. The next adventure, I'm not really sure. Probably around the holidays, they'll get together again and we'll do something.
I like how this is just you get inspired. And then that dictates everything from there.
Yeah. That's really how it is, yeah. Everyone thinks that it's, like, so scheduled and formulated in everything we do, but a lot of it's kind of on the fly.
Well, it's always fun, and I think it really lifts people's spirits up, too, when they need it the most. So I want to wish you continued fun and success, and looking forward to chatting with you again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Susan. Thanks for having me.
You bet. For more information, log on to celebrity-owned.com and look for Caruso on the cover of our fall-winter issue of Fido Friendly Magazine. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will learn about the dog who won the Hero Dog Award. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Admit it. You love your dog, and he is part of the family. So, when choosing your next vacation, don't forget Fido. With just a little planning, the entire family can enjoy a road trip. To find the best vacation spot for Spot, subscribe to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, where each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, where both you and Fido are welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our Fido Friendly Fess Parker Doubletree Resort in beautiful Santa Barbara, California, where both you and Fido receive a cookie at check-in. Check out the 24-acre resort across from the Pacific Ocean by logging on to FessParkerSantaBarbaraHotel.com. I have been watching the American Humane Hero Dog Awards on the Hallmark Channel since inception 4 years ago. And this year was no exception. And I was so thrilled to see that Abigail, the Emerging Hero Dog Award winner, took home the top prize that night and was named the Hero Dog of the Year. So here to tell us about a dog who was once used as a bait dog, came out on top. It's pet parent Megan Contreras. Hi, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Congratulations for Abigail winning the Hero Dog Award.
Thank you. We are so excited for her.
Oh, you must be. I mean, I think you and your family are still on cloud nine. So what are some of the recent TV appearances after she was named Hero Dog of the Year?
Yes, so it's been a whirlwind. Of course, she's been all over our local media channels here in Fort Myers, Florida. But a few days ago, we just got back from New York City. We were on NBC's Today Show, Fox and Friends, and Fox Business with Barney and Company. So we've been traveling with our hero dog winner and making a lot of media appearances with her.
And so for those listeners who did not see the Hero Dog Awards, tell us a little bit about how Abigail became nominated for her category and how she eventually won.
Yes, so Abigail is believed to have been used as a bait dog in a Miami dog fighting ring. When she was found, basically the right side of her face was ripped off, including her right ear. She smelled like roadkill. She had an infection, a severe infection that had set into her body. She was covered in fleas and ticks. It took 4 days to get the mud off of her that she was caked in. A local rescue here in Fort Myers called Love is Forever Dog Rescue saw her on a Facebook page called Urgent Dogs of Miami, and they immediately pulled her from Miami-Dade Animal Services. So she was entered into the American Humane Hero Dog Awards into the Emerging Hero category, which is basically ordinary dogs doing or overcoming extraordinary things. So Abigail was submitted for that category and ultimately won the Emerging Hero category.
Now, is this voted on? How is this decided?
So basically, it's just decided by public vote. The public votes for months and months and months. There's three different rounds of voting throughout the awards process, and it gets narrowed down to, eventually gets narrowed down to three dogs, and then you have the one winner per seven categories. And then the fourth voting session is voted on by the public and a panel of judges chosen by American Humane, and that's how you get the Hero Dog of the Year.
And I wanted you to also tell us a little bit about her Facebook. It's called Bonnets for Abigail. Who started it, and what is the mission?
So Victoria Frazier, Abigail's rescuer, she started the Bonnets for Abigail Facebook page. And initially her goal was just to share Abigail's story and to raise awareness about bait dogs and dog fighting rings, and just to let the world know that Abigail is a pit bull, one of those misunderstood breeds. You know, there's a bad stigma surrounding the pit bull breed. And that was her initial hope. The Facebook page took off. She has over 25,000 followers all over the world to date. And now Abigail is giving hope, and she's changing lives all over the world. So while we still hope to push the message, you know, about the pit bull breed, that, you know, pit bulls are loving, they're forgiving, they're resilient. If you look at Abigail, she is courageous and brave. She's a survivor for surviving her circumstances as a suspected bait dog. So really, we just want to continue to share that message, continue to educate about bait dogs, dog fighting rings, and animal cruelty as a whole, but also to continue to make a difference in people's lives and lift those spirits by posting a picture of Abigail or posting a video of her running in the backyard and having a good time.
Well, I love that fact that the bonnets, maybe explain that to our listeners who haven't seen the Facebook page yet, because I thought that was a really darling way to make Abigail look so darling with these bonnets, and how that started.
Yes, so Abigail today is 100% healthy. However, she is missing her right ear. Initially, the bonnet started during one of her surgeries. They were wrapping her head back up, and the gauze made the shape of a bow over where her right ear would have been. And her rescuer, Victoria Frazier, made the comment, "Hey, her gauze looks like a bow. Maybe we should dress up her head bandages with these headbands," which we call now bonnets. "Maybe we should dress up her headbands or her head bandages with these bonnets to make her bandages look a little cuter." So Victoria went out and bought her first pair of bonnets and started putting them over her head bandages and started posting those pictures on Abigail's Facebook page, Bonnets for Abigail. Well, that took off, and bonnets from all over the world, handmade and store-bought, came flooding into the vet hospital that Abigail was at. And so that's kind of how that movement started. But Abigail does not need to wear those bonnets as any form of healing or because of her injuries. She does still wear them today, and we put them on her still as a symbol of change. We use the bonnet as a stance against dogfighting, bait dogs, and animal cruelty. So Abigail still does wear the bonnets. Every day we pick out a new bonnet for her. And we like to say that Abigail is changing the world one bonnet at a time and really raising awareness.
Oh, I think she's that and much, much more. And when you and I spoke the other day, you shared with me how people will email you. And just to let you know how she may have touched them that day, and maybe they were having a bad day. And just by going on to her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/bonnetsforabigail, and seeing her and seeing the resilience and how she lives in the moment, you were saying how this is really touching lives every day.
It really is. I mean, we get stories every week about how Abigail has changed someone's life, and they might not be in our community. They might be in the UK or in Hawaii. I mean, you name it, she has followers from all over. We had a lady write us, you know, saying that she suffers from severe depression, and when she sees Abigail's pictures and video every day, it lifts up her spirits and it makes her days easier. And we had another lady in the UK write us about her daughter with autism, you know, saying that her daughter gets joy from seeing Abigail's videos. So it's stories like that where we know we are sending the right message out by sharing Abigail's mission and sharing Abigail's story. And really, you know, her Facebook page shows people that she is not going to let those horrific humans put her down. She came above it, and she is thriving, and she is, you know, living this beautiful, beautiful life. And, you know, she just has a mission to share with all these people that no matter how hard your day is, it will get better. And if she can put a smile on someone's face, that's what we're here to do. And we'll keep up that Facebook page as, you know, forever.
Well, I really commend you for that. And I know she's touched you and your family's lives as well. And what does the future hold in store for Abigail? Do you have anything that's your next that you want to accomplish?
So Abigail and her sister, Tala, who is a 2-year-old pit bull rescue as well, they just became certified therapy dogs. And we know that Abigail is changing lives, you know, through social media, but we want her to have that face-to-face interaction with people in our community as well. So we put them through therapy dog school, and they graduated about 6 weeks ago. And so now we are visiting with veterans and first responders and children and the elderly, and helping with different fundraisers and relief efforts. You know, we just had Hurricane Irma come through our area. So we went and held a stuffed animal toy drive and brought stuffed animals to kids in the severely affected areas. And they got to mingle with Tala and Abigail. So really going to focus on her therapy work and just get her out there in the community and lift those spirits of people that might be in a hospital, or, you know, that might be having a long day at work and they just need a little pick-me-up and a visit from the dog. So we're really going to focus on that therapy work and take it from there.
Well, it's amazing. Thank you so much for what you are doing, what you're continuing to do with Abigail, and to help raise awareness.
Thank
you. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me and sharing Abigail's story.
You bet. For more information, log on to facebook.com/bonnetsforabigail and look for her on the cover of Phyto Friendly Magazine's spring issue. We are so thrilled to have her. What an amazing story. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out what all the buzzing is about. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Admit it. You love your dog, and he is part of the family. So, when choosing your next vacation, don't forget Phyto. With just a little planning, the entire family can enjoy a road trip. To find the best vacation spot for Spot, subscribe to Phyto Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog, where each issue includes hotel and destination reviews, where both you and Phyto are welcome. Go online to PhytoFriendly.com and find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Joe Harwell with Canine Honey. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be aboard.
Oh, listen, our adopted dog from Joplin's name is Honey. So anytime there's a sentence with Honey in it, it gives me a visual of her. But I want to know how you came up with the idea of Canine Honey.
You know, so our parent company is called Rango Honey. So we've been honey harvesters, selling human grade honey for quite a few years, and we're avid dog lovers. So we've been providing our dogs honey for raw honey for a couple of years now. And when we looked into the market, there was no other product out there specifically for dogs. So we looked at that and said, hey, there's an opportunity here since humans have been taking advantage of raw honey for all the health and medicinal benefits and those same attributes mirror to dogs. We said, let's bring something to market to help our fuzzy little friends.
Now, you're right about that, because we've been in the pet industry ourselves for over 17 years, and we've never seen that. I know that you were at Super Zoo with your product this year, and I think it must be really amazing to get people so interested. And on the website, caninehoney.com, there's so many topics covered. How does it get used? What it's beneficial for? Can you just share a few of those?
Yeah, most definitely. And the one that you hear most about, right, is, you know, from a human perspective, are allergies, right? So a lot of humans will take local raw honey to help alleviate some of their allergies. Well, those same things, you know, dogs have allergies too. So from an allergy perspective, right, it's a great opportunity to leverage honey, raw honey, to help your dog with the allergies. And what we've done for that is, you know, we've actually sourced bee pollen from all over the country. We grind it, we blend it into the honey. So with every bottle, we like to say there's a little bit of localness in every jar. So, you know, definitely allergy is one benefit. Secondarily, arthritis. You mix a little bit of cinnamon in with the honey for, you know, do-it-yourself type of solution. That helps with, you know, they're both anti-inflammatories. So that helps from an arthritic perspective for dogs. And then always for energy, right? If your dog's a little lethargic, they get a little bit older, it's an instant energy boost too. So, you know, and there's a lot of other different things, from digestion issues, and then obviously kennel cough and accelerated wound care is another area that's extremely beneficial.
I had no idea. And so my next question is basically answered. It sounds like you can use this for a number of things, but you could also just use it daily. So, like if I have honey in my tea, that sort of thing, I could maybe dissolve some honey into warm water with their kibble or something for one of their meals.
Yeah, you could do that. We position it obviously as a treat. So I literally give it to my dog off a spoon. Some people I know actually they give it to the dog when they're giving them medication, right? They don't like to take their pill. They dip it in the honey. They give it to the dog that way. And then you can also just drizzle it. It's a food topper. You can kind of just drizzle over the top of their food, and they can eat it while they're, you know, eating their daily bowl of food.
I might try that. I have to peanut butter a pill on one of our dogs twice a day, and there's a lot of times he is just over it. You know, it's like peanut butter again. So now, can humans use this product, the Canine Honey, as well?
It is human grade honey. So it's actually Rango honey, as I said to the parents, the same honey. The only thing different again is, you know, by sourcing bee pollen from the different areas of the country and grind it into the honey. That's the only difference. Otherwise, you know, we're an award winning honey harvester. We've won various awards. It's the same honey that's going from a human consumption right to our dog. So again, you could eat it with your dog. You could take it as a daily dose along with your dog.
Well, that's fantastic. I think I just got an idea for my afternoon tea. So is there anything new on the horizon you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, no, we are going to be coming to market with various honey-based dog products. So the next one that we are working on right now is a honey-based paw balm. So, you know, things that, you know, from a beeswax perspective and some other ingredients, all natural ingredients, along with honey, we're going to be bringing to market, you know, like a paw balm that you can use, obviously, crackling, dry paws, burns, things of that nature. So that'll be the first product. Then you'll see subsequent products like honey-based dog biscuits and things of that nature. So, yeah, there'll be a portfolio of canine honey-based products in the future.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have a lot to talk to next time you're on as a guest. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. For more information, log on to caninehoney.com. And that is the number 9. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.